Amen. We're going to ask everybody to stand, and we're going to praise the Lord in song this morning. Hymn number 203, And Can It Be? And Can It Be? You know, it says in Ephesians 2:7 that in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. His exceeding riches. Can it be? Let's sing about it. And it can be.
Good and loosened up. I was going to say, this is just a change up. You know, opening day is Tuesday, but anyway. You know, one of the things that we are thankful here, we continue to be thankful for what God continues to do in our midst, but also through us. He has given us many blessings in the ministries that He extends through this church, and one of them is our missionaries. So what we're going to have here today, what we do is we have our missionary update or our missionary minute. Now let me run back here and get you the portable microphone. Do you have one on your? No, you don't have one. They'll take it from you. Trust me. I know about that from experience. So let me go grab this one and I'll bring it back up here. Thank you very much. This is Watson Young, and he's part of our mission board here. So Watson, if you would, just give us an update on our missionary of the month. Tell us some of the things that are on your heart here this morning.
Well, we would like to introduce you to Ken and Karen Hoffman. And Ken is the Awana missionary for the New England area of Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island. And they have been so far to 18 Grand Prix races. Those of you who are Awana know what that is. But they have 12 more they have to go to. And they also have the Sparklerama and Awana Games. They had one scheduled even for yesterday up in Massachusetts. And this is the big one I have. They are planning again to visit Bible-believing churches in that tri-state area of Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. The last 2 years, they have managed to reach 800 churches, which I consider a remarkable number of churches. They may be small, but then so are we. Now, out of that, they had 5 of the 11 churches that joined the Awana in 215, and 2 or 3 churches in 216 were a result of that outreach that they do during the summer to those 800 churches. So we need to continue to pray for the ministry, the outreach, and the traveling mercies as they go throughout the New England area. Thank you.
Now me? Good morning. You know, I love that song, Amazing, and Can It Be, Amazing Love. Isn't it amazing, God's love for us and what he does for us, even though we don't often appreciate it and think of it, but we sort of think of it more around Easter time. You know, we think of what Christ sacrificed for us, but we got to do that every day, amen? Amen. And thank God for missionaries like Ken Hoffmeyer reaching out to, I think Watson said, 800 churches, and he's all over New England pretty much, and he's really serving God in a wonderful way. So a few announcements today. Ladies Bible Study starts on Monday, or started last Monday, at Jane Lewis's house. And if you, I guess you can they still sign up? So if ladies are not registered for that yet, you can talk to Becca. She can give you more information for it on it, but that's open to all the ladies. Back in the bulletin, next Friday, there's an insert. Pastor Bogusky will be here leading Christ in the Passover. It's a Seder. I think I mentioned this the last couple of weeks. He was here 10, 15, maybe years ago, a while back, a bunch of years ago, leading this for us. And it's really an amazing, amazing educational and spiritual experience. So strongly recommend you sign up. You have to sign up because it's limited seating. There's a form on the table in the foyer there. So get your name on there, and you're in for an amazing journey. So plan on being there, but you got to get your name on the list. And then on Resurrection morning, there's also a notice in the bulletin. There will be a sunrise service at the Clinton Town Beach, and then breakfast, and then the service here at 9 o'clock. There'll be no Sunday school that day. So make a note of that. And then also on April 22nd, there'll be a work day, and we've been talking about this for a few weeks now. If you're available on that day or even on Friday for a little while, please plan on being here to help out. We have the ushers come forward, and as they do, let's all stand. And we're going to recite together Isaiah 9:6. It's up on the screen. Let's go ahead and recite that together now. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6. Well, I feel like we got to get the hallelujah chorus going right now. All right, Gary, would you lead us in a prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that we can come to your house and worship you. We thank you for this nation where we have the freedom to do so. Lord, we just thank you for taking care of each of our needs, our spiritual, physical, and financial needs. Now, as we return unto you a portion of what you've given unto us, pray that you would use it for your honor and your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
chains breaking off and that we are free. And I just praise God this morning that he frees us from our sin when we trust in him. Amen. No chain is strong enough, no choice is wrong enough, no mountain high enough that he can't climb, no shadow dark enough, no night is black.
Thank you, honey. That's my wife, in case you didn't know. Please stand up, because we're going to praise the Lord in song. I'm like, there might be some visitors that don't know that. I just wanted to read, before we sing this awesome song, that's exciting and talks about God's amazing grace. You know, I think we hear it a lot, but I don't know, and most a lot of people can quote Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. But you really got to just always remind yourself of the message of Ephesians 2, 8, 9. For by grace are you saved through faith. By grace through faith. Grace through faith. And that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Praise God for his amazing grace.
Thank you.
couple times. We're going to sing it to the Lord.
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain.
Song just almost make you cry. Thinking about what he did for us, man, Easter is my favorite holiday. If he didn't rise from the dead, you know, that's where our hope is. Jesus rose from the dead, amen? We want to introduce this song for April because it's an awesome song that talks about God coming from his throne. I mean, do you think about where God came from? On Wednesday nights, we were talking about God, creator of the universe. And we showed a little video from Louis Giglio about how indescribable all that is. You know, you look up at nighttime, and it just blows your mind. And then when you start talking about the speed of light at 186,000 miles per second, and how far that is. You'll pass, at that speed, you pass the Earth in 8 minutes. I mean, pass the sun in 8 minutes. Whoop, on your way out. And it takes light years to get to those stars. Light years. Light years. Right, guys? Blow your mind. And he put all that out there. And in the video, it kept going back, what it would be if you were traveling past all these stars. And then finally, you go far enough back to look at the Milky Way galaxy, just that one. But you know, there's lots and lots and lots of them. And it's so easy for us to just live every day like robots and doing our routine and kind of completely forget God. And I'm not trying to, like, be trite about that. I'm guilty. Ding. Knucklehead right here. Sin all the time. And I have to come back sometimes. Songs like this remind me of what God did. First verse. You came from heaven's throne, acquainted with our sorrow, to trade the debt we owe, your suffering for our freedom. And I was trying to just portray to the teens that God the Father sent God the Son from that. To be a man and bleed for us? Man, if that doesn't move you. We're so unworthy, but by grace we're saved through faith. The Lamb of God in my place is the chorus. Your blood poured out, my sin erased. It was my death you died. I am raised to life. Hallelujah, the Lamb of God. It's not a hard song. I hope and pray, if nothing else, for the lyrical content, you'll fall in love with it. Want me to lead this? I broke a string. The power of the cross. Wow, it's like everything's just falling together. The power of the cross. Here we go.
Thank you.
Father, we praise you and thank you that we're saved by grace through faith, because there is no way it could be through ourselves. Lord God, you loved us so much, the world so much, that you sent Jesus from heaven's throne here to be a man and die for us. Lord God, we praise you for the peace and assurance we can have and the joy of our salvation by knowing you and the fact that you'll never let go of us. Lord God, we praise you. We love you. Use Pastor as he brings your word. In Jesus' name, amen.